We're talking Jay-Z's new album. Iggy Azalea and Azalea Banks are back together. And stay tuned because we got a room filled with magical talent. Boop.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Got a dollar in your pocket, a 20 in your wallet. See me, I'm stacking money. Matter of fact, I let you watch it.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live. The beat, it's your boy DJ Jesse Jandy here in studio. Unfortunately, my queen-to-be couldn't make it. She making that money elsewhere. That's fine. We got Mr. Carter in the building.
You already know, though.
Hey. And we got the one and only. Well, it's like the one and the two of the only because they're like two becomes one. Mo and Ro in the building.
Hey.
What's up,
yo? Ball to your five.
We're going to premiere the new video. Super excited. We also going to get Jay News. Going to drop in the building with his sauce and flossin'. Going to premiere that. And then Felicia Temple is going to give y'all a murderous performance at the end of the show. So stay tuned with us. We got a whole bunch of stuff going. All right, let's talk about it. Let's jump into the first video. Her name is Shaylia. The song is called Losing Her. She has a newer video out now, but I get high and I just go into this whole worm tunnel thing. And I found this video. So here's the song. It's called Losing Her. Take a look.
Is it true?
Nah, I'm your brothers though.
Is it true? Yeah. Just tell it to me alone, but no police will call it your home. Sweep the shutters, we don't know you anymore.
She used to be so hungry. Really satisfied. Girl, tell me that you still have the commitment to hide, to hide.
The way they hold and control you, it poisoned me. How they eat you up, you can't barely keep yourself up. But we all become what we once hated. She said, I need you. Please, I'm not you. Such a shame. Losing a friend.
Shaylia losing her.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a vibe, yo.
Bye.
That's dope. That's dope. I like the whole video, too.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That shit was hot.
A little bit of Janet vibe, a little bit with like the shadow Janet. And the essence.
She definitely set the vibe. She got a lot of sexual attention.
But you know who it gives me, too, is a little bit of her. With, like, the silhouette of the hair. Which, shout out to Queen, because Queen did her hair for the BET experience. And, like, that's...
She did a good job.
Yo.
Laid.
Like, this, the way that they're doing the whole... Because I was like, how are they going to have her perform? It was just big, shaggy in front of her face. It was everything.
Yo, her vocals is pretty crazy, too.
They're sexy. Yeah.
Right? And it has, like, a nostalgic sound to it.
It matches her whole image.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Hey, so check that out, Shaylia. She has a bunch of videos out. All right, so obviously, let's talk about it. What we've been talking about for like the past 2 years is Tidal, right? Well, Jay-Z done Tidal waved everyone a few days ago with the 444 album, which is not a response to Beyonce's Lemonade album, people. I know, and I will put my foot in my mouth. I sat up here and I said, I don't know if I was really here for another Jay-Z album. And I gotta say, after listening to it, you did that, sir. The only critique I would say to it is I had this whole discussion with somebody. As I said, I felt like it was one tone. I love that he kept the lyrics to social commentary versus sticking with pop culture, sticking with, you know, he had his little shades and whatnot. Yeah, but for the most part, it was like, all right, we're gonna bring lyrics back. So I appreciate that. I always kind of get lost with the millennials because I know he made this album for a certain group, age group. However, I wish he had one song on there, a single that kind of could reach out to the younger generation a little bit, because I don't see the I see the younger generation checking the album out because they saw a lot of memes about it and they know it's Jay-Z and they probably listen to one or two songs and they're like, okay, well, it's Migos.
But what I like about this album is that, you know, it's real different from what is the Holy Grail, the album,
The Magna Carta.
Yeah, the Magna Carta. I like the fact that Jay-Z is actually spitting game on this album.
Knowledge, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And he and on the other album, he was just like really gassing, like you really heard him, like he was spitting. But this one is like, this is one of them albums that you got to really sit down and listen to. Like, you might have to listen to it more than once or twice.
You going
to
learn something.
And you know what I'm saying? Kept it, he brought it back to the original Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? He brought it back to where pretty much hip-hop came from, and he kept it original. So that's what I love about it. And not to mention, we had no choice to listen to it. He took over the radio.
I was going
to
say
92.3. Played his whole album for like 3 days in a row.
Wow.
And we had no
chance.
And the one thing too,
you know, he really proved to everybody that he's the king. He like took over the radio.
One thing too, I want
to
say, I want to
say, with Sprint.
I want to say, shout out to Australia, the Key Club, because that's all they play is Jay-Z.
Yeah,
really.
That's all they play. The Key Club in Australia. That's all they play is Jay-Z.
Yeah, shout out to Australia because we will be there soon. We got a lot working.
All right. Well, someone who may not be as original had a comment to Jay-Z. 50 Cent felt like commentating, and he said, "The shit was too smart. I felt like I was supposed to have a sweater around my waist. I was supposed to be playing golf. It sounded like golf course music." He said, "Allow the younger generations to come up. Stop trying to push them down. Stop trying to say that their sound is not right. This is their sound, just like your sound wasn't right to the generations before you." Sounds a little, extra salt down there, 50. I can kind of understand what you're saying if we're going to talk, but I don't think Jay-Z was really coming out on some...
We need the knowledge.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't also think Jay-Z was coming out like, this is what I do, and this is what you need. It was like, hey, this is how I got here.
It's a lead by example. That's really what it is. You know what I'm saying?
And what are you leading, 50? Question?
I'll wait.
Because I'm still banking off that first album that you had. That's, you know what I'm saying? But now that's on that. You get like 10 CDs.
I don't know. I feel like everything that starts popping, just like Empire or anything that started popping, 50 Cent has something to say about it.
And I feel like, honestly,
you know, 50 Cent, you should be roommates with Rob Kardashian right now.
And honestly, I feel like 50 Cent, you need to make an album and, you know, talk about some of the stuff that Jay-Z's talking about. You need to game
because
the youth, you know what I'm saying?
50 Cent, you are someone who is original, who kind of came out in the game earlier, who is actually dope.
And did the same thing 50 did. You had the whole street situation, then now you in suits, you in movies, you losing weight to play an anorexic man on a movie. Like,
which is amazing.
Yeah.
That really shows talent, so I would love to see more of that and just see that rather than, you know... commenting and bringing another
just
artist.
Show some
down.
Love,
you know?
Brother.
Level up, man. Level up. That's how I look at it. Level up.
Yeah, but if he showed love, would anyone care? Would anyone be paying attention to 50
Cent? That's true. Because
could you tell me what Snoop Dogg said about it?
But we have, though. We have been paying attention. He has a hit show out right now.
But why are you paying attention? You're paying attention to that because he goes after Taraji. He goes, Snoop Dogg said, I love the 444 album, but no one knows that.
Yeah.
But they do because then he said, well, I love the album, but I don't have title.
But I don't even feel like 50 Cent needs to do that.
No. Already... This is Snoop Dogg.
Snoop.
Snoop said, I love the album, but I don't have title. He said, so my friend had to bootleg it and send it to me. Snoop Dogg got a bootleg version of Jay-Z and then spoke on it.
That's disrespectful, Snoop Dogg.
That is lightweight. But he said, I'm not trying to get title. He said, I got Apple Music.
Listen, come on, man.
Who knows? Snoop probably signed with Apple.
You got to support.
At least
Snoop
heard it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Snoop Dogg should get everything free. That is the godfather of the hip-hop.
Snoop just dropped two albums. And how much I bet you Jay-Z probably didn't check for neither one of them. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you, bro.
Right, but a lot of that falls on Snoop Dogg's fault because Snoop Dogg be way too high in the studio.
For the sake of combo shit.
I mean, who don't be way too high?
All right. Speaking of talented, this song has been on my hit list for like the past 2 weeks now. He just dropped a video for it. Tyler, the Creator, Who Dat Boy.
This cat's crazy.
Take a look.
Yo, who that boy? who him is, him that nigga, I swear. Stand out, got him, don't need no chair. Well, what the fuck him at? Cause nigga, I'm right here. I don't shop at the mall, all y'all just dumb motherfucker, I'm a goddamn artist. You can give me some markers and I draw you a closet. And you know that this garbage gonna make the deposit. Nigga fresh to death like he got dressed in a coffin. Cons overalls and a striped shirt. The boy drip swag like a broken faucet. It's running, nigga, I'm running. Shit, that cherry be the bomb like he ran in Boston. Won't stop till the cops surround him. One nigga jiggy and the other awesome. With his fucking face blown off, that's how they found him.
This young chick.
Who that boy? Who him is? Who that boy? Who him is? Nigga, who that boy? Who him is? Who them boys? Nigga, who them is? Nigga.
Why you niggas feel like that? Mad cause a nigga neck chill like that. Mad cause a nigga push real like that. Why you putting bad vibes in the air like that? Nigga, who them boys?
Nigga, who them is? Who else step in this bitch this jig? Who else your bitch say got a big this big? Who else came through with a wrist this flick? Nigga, guess my pants, do my dance. Spin around, bitch, you can kiss my ass. Never seen a nigga in this much rad. Still doing math when I miss my class. Was it summertime, 06, at the number 9. Nigga, never mind, was it number time before Vince. Got the Gucci bow tips with the letterman. Nigga, dollar sign was my favorite number at the time. Fresh freshman till they get my ass.
Seeing Tyler, the creator, who that boy?
Hey, that record's crazy, yo.
The videos.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Hey, yo, Tyler, creator, he's one of most of, I mean, his name says what, so he's one most of the creative persons I ever just really watch. He directs his own videos, produce a lot of his stuff, and write. Like, yo, that's like a triple.
It's so creative, right? I don't understand the video with the song.
Well, you gotta finish it. Well, I'm not gonna spoil it because I watched the full video.
Really could understand, but
you will if you
so
watch
dope,
it because you see where it goes with it because the story gets really intense. But if you notice the beat, it's like kind of like an old school horror,
so
that's what they're feeding.
Okay, so that's kind of what I was expecting to see, like something like kind of like Rick Ross and Nick Minaj, the monster.
Continue
like,
to watch it. This boy gets a white man's face sewn onto him.
Oh wow!
And then lives the life of the white man.
Oh wow!
Now I understand.
This shit gets crazy.
I get it now.
Yo, and his and his flow right there is. His he switched it. He flipped it. Like, I'm shocked. I never heard him spit like this.
And how smooth him and ASAP Rocky. Yeah.
Right.
Shout out to ASAP.
Shout out
ASAP. He ain't got no new song out. He needs to come. I'm ready for some new ASAP.
Well, maybe it'll hold you over.
Yeah.
The azaleas might have something for you. So, this really topic was here because Queen mentioned me in it. So apparently, Iggy Azalea's got this digital distortion that she's going to drop later this year, and apparently, there's a track that they're adding to it with Azalea Banks. So the two of them have hated each other because Azalea Banks called out XXL in like 2012 or 13 when Iggy was the only female artist for the Young Freshman 15. So since then, they've been kind of going back and forth with each other. Azalea Banks tweeted out, "Hey, I want you to know I don't hate you or nothing like that. You know, we should meet up sometime." Iggy Azalea threw back at her, "Girl, you trying to steal a piece of my hair so you can do some voodoo or something?"
No.
That's whack.
But I mean, but Azalea Banks
she tweeted those words? She tweeted those words back?
I mean, I would have said the same thing. I would have been like,
yeah, kinda, but you bite Mel Gibson's ear, like Russell whatever's ear, like, girl.
Yo, but you know what? It's something so hot about Azalea Banks. I don't know what it is.
She kills chickens in her closet.
In real life?
Yeah. She practices that bruja. Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. That's why she said that about the lock. She was like, "Girl, you trying to do witchcraft on me? Like, be my friend to steal my shit."
Right.
You
know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
But either or, the two of them, they've squashed all beef. Iggy Azalea tweeted out yesterday or today, "I'm not expecting anyone to understand why I'm trying to reconcile with somebody that said they hope I die." And I think that's big. I think if Nicki Minaj and Remy Ma could do something like that.
That's what the entertainment need. We need more peace,
man. It'll change the game, yo.
We need more peace.
It'll change the game.
There's too many. It's too much funny shit going on.
Definitely.
Speaking of funny shit, from Love & Hip Hop, this next video is Mariah Lynn with the single Too Much Money. Take a look.
Gonna sack. Copy on my hustle all day, little bitch. Stay in your place, motherfucker. I'm paid. Too much money in the bank. I ain't trying to play no games. Fuck, I hate it. Gonna sack. Copy on my hustle all day, little bitch. Stay in your place, motherfucker. I'm paid. I got that sugar, honey, iced tea. You can search the world, but there ain't no other like me. Nope.
want to pipe, but he see me on the white screen. Ain't your avid loving hip hop, bitch. I be out of town in the SR6. I could take your man with one click of my wrist. Got that good, good. Why he want to lick my lips? Yo, neck. Yo, neck.
Lynn, too much money. I, you know, I really used to rag on this girl watching Love and Hip Hop, but I gotta say, like, she be putting out very well put together pieces.
Yeah,
of,
Project Team is lit.
She got a good
and it's dope because flow. You kind of get a taste of her story on the show, and it's like she be, you know, she go through struggles and she go through this and that, and she really still pushing through with her music. So I respect her.
And she got a cute little flow.
Yeah,
too.
And I love how she paid homage to Kia, right?
Mm-hmm.
My name, and not a lot of people, you know, do that. So respect, respect,
hate Kia
respect.
Right. I think that,
they don't want to give her that one song. Give her the song.
Exactly. I think that's her one song right there.
Exactly. That she did dope. It. She
I like it.
Song. Yeah. Wait, yeah, this one right here?
Yeah.
That's oh, brother. Mariah's got a resume.
I never, honestly.
Every song she puts out is catchy like this. Like, it's. Yeah. It's I mean, it's stripper music.
I think I need to do my homework on her. I don't. This is my first time ever hearing about her.
I'm
going
to have to put you
up,
bro.
Song.
I got you.
Yeah.
I get it.
But
I
like it. I like it, though. It's dope.
Yeah,
I like
right.
it. It's dope.
That's cute. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about it. Mo and Ro.
What up, though?
Hey.
It's a situation.
Ball Till You Fall. Okay, so Ball Till You Fall is a bigger movement than just a video and a song.
See, it's not even a movement. It's a lifestyle, man.
Okay.
It's 100% a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle, man.
What I love about it the most.
We eat, breathe, and, you know, all of that.
What I love about it the most is it all happened organically, and the whole team that we have behind it. It's all of our friends and our loved ones that we, you know, we all came together authentically. Right. You know what I'm saying? And it's a really good vibe and a good energy within the team that we have now. So.
And so absolutely. How did that kind of piece together? Because you guys were working as individual artists.
Yeah.
And then kind of came together.
I mean, so, you know, Mo was out in Australia touring overseas. I was out here on two tours, like the Los Angeles School Tour, and the
Kings of
Love tour by Valentino, Jay Holiday, and Pleasure P. Shout out to you guys, which was an amazing experience for me. And we kind of came together through mutual friends. And then after that, and we were freestyling. I was singing and freestyling. Mo was like spinning some bars. And then we was like, oh, damn, you talented. Yeah. So we started going out and supporting each other's shows. And then push came to shove, and then we're just like, we might as well do something together. I left the label that I was working with at the time, that was distributed by Universal, which was Oboe Entertainment. Shout out to them. We're still cool and everything. But I felt like I outgrew the music that I was doing with them, and just like the process, and I felt like I needed to branch out kind of on my own as far as me handling my own business. And then, you know, me and Mo teamed up. We kind of brought all of our connects together, and, you know, we're here now, balling till we fall in.
And Mo, what was kind of your side? Because you write music, and how'd you kind of come into it from your angle?
Well, like Ro said, we met through a mutual friend, and, you know, we were just freestyling together. And Ro always be like, yo, we should do something together, do something. Blah, blah, blah. And in my head, I'm just like, yo, I'm working with so many people right now. I just need to, you know, take a breather for a minute. But I just let it happen organically. Everything fell into place. You know what I'm saying? And, the rest is just history, man. Here
so
we are
today.
So is this
like a face-off kind of thing? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
two power plays, is this like
it's
a crisscross kind of situation?
I wouldn't call it that. I would call it some Mo and Ro thing. You know what
I would definitely call it, because I would not, I honestly would not be able to come up with something to compare it to, because it came together so authentically. And and when I was coming to Mo saying it, I already foreseen it. I was like, we have to do something together. And I was just thinking about a song, or, you know what I'm saying, a single. And now we have this full project that's like in the mixing stages right now. We have the single out, Ball Till You Fall, with the visual, which is so amazing. And I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited to be here at Black Hollywood Live with you.
Finally, I've been saying to him, I'm like, put the music video out.
No, I have to tell you guys something. Like, I have to tell you guys something. I've been pushing my music so hard, so long, and I've toured, and I've done all that. And Jesse came to me, and Jesse supported me. He played my music. He was like, I'm not having you on the show anymore. I'm not playing anything on the show until you come out in music video. And he definitely pushed me to
this motherfucker will be out here with a single for years. And be like, I'm like, where the visual?
Exactly. Yeah. So he definitely pushed me to that next level. Beautiful. And I'm so excited. That is with my brother, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, as soon as we came together, everything started going further than I would have ever expected. You know what I'm saying? We have so much in the works right now.
It's because, you know why? Yeah. It's because we're doing everything independently.
Mm-hmm.
And not just that, we have a good support team behind us. And
yeah.
with that kind of support team and that kind of motivation, it just makes you want to do more. Yeah. And, you know, it, not just that, it makes you just want to show your talent and just get all your everything out to the world.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Everything that you've been working hard for, it's time to put that out.
Because
and what
now,
I seen with
yeah.
him and the thing that I seen in him, I seen that it was time. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't force it. I just let everything happen, and then when it was time, and look what we got the Ball Till You Fall movement going on. You know what I'm saying? Most important, you got Roy Mo.
So now, are we working on a full project? Like, how far are we with the full project?
Oh, yeah, we have an EP coming
we're
out.
We're already working on the next project.
Yeah, we have a next project.
It's done.
Yeah.
Right? It's
the
done.
Next project is our...
We have more than the first project.
Then. So what's the move then from here? Where are we going? What can us as fans expect within before the end of the year?
What you can expect from us is good quality, good music, and we just continue to work hard, and, man, we just... moving right now. We're moving.
That's all we can say right now, because we've been, like, you know, praying and meditating on it, and it's more like just kind of letting it happen authentically. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And right now, we've gotten so many different... Like, actually, the other day, we saw Benzino.
Yeah.
We kind of got to get a meeting with him and his team, and he gave us advice. Me and Mo, we pushed out the single, and we were going to, like, drop the project after, but Benzino was just letting us know, like, keep dropping singles. Like, we dropped this, we got the visual.
Yeah.
Drop the next single 2 weeks after. Like, just keep pushing, letting
just
people know that we
music
have.
Out yeah, there, and basically, let, you know what I'm saying?
And then he was just like, and then one will hit, one mm-hmm. will catch on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you'll know your hit, because it's going to catch the attention. They're going to grasp to it, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And that's what we're on right now. We're just dropping music and music. Just keep dropping music, hot music. And one thing that stood out to me, what Benzino said, he was like, yo, y'all got hot music, drop it. You can go in the studio.
Exactly.
You go in the studio and make another hot song.
Exactly.
Just keep dropping
just
that
keep
shit.
Keep dropping it. And then,
you know, when you got hot music, it ain't up to y'all to say it. It's up to your audience.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to the people that support y'all.
And
anybody can
fall,
say, like, you got a hot song. Yo, that's your number one. But that one person, you still got to think about the million people that's out there that's going to listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
Ball Till You Fall is actually a clothing line. It's with Mike, Big Mike, we like to call him, who you guys probably will see. He was at the Ball Till You Fall release party with Don Benjamin came through. Shout out to Don Benjamin.
Shout out Don Benjamin.
Yeah.
Shout out Nesto, directed by De La Paz, man. That's the homie. He shot
man,
the Ball
he shot
T
the Ball
Till
You Fall music
video. By Big himself, Mike, with no team, though.
No team.
All by
literally
himself.
Literally by himself. And he was in the video.
And
like,
he was in the
like,
video.
How do you do
and
that?
And directing and telling, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he moves
he's
so
a beast.
Quick. He moves so quick. And then, so we definitely have to shout out the Ball Till You Fall clothing team. And
no,
we actually
who styled y'all?
We are
right?
wearing shirts.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
We are. And we actually stopped by the headquarters because we had to bring you guys some gifts.
Yeah, snap.
I feel like we're on Ryan and Kelly right now.
Rowan Mo and Ball Till You Fall headquarters.
Okay.
This one is
this for you, my man.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? And then when y'all open them bags and see what it is, just know y'all officially Ball Till You Fall.
Officially
y'all with the family, man.
Crowns.
Y'all want us to open
them?
Them
crowns
right
there.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Let's see.
We're going to have these on next
see
week, y'all.
Ball Till You Fall.
Hey. Let the people know what y'all got in them bags, man. What's that sound right there?
It's a schmedium right here.
So the
Ball Till You official Ball Till You Fall gear, y'all.
Exactly.
So now where can everyone check these out?
BallTillYouFallClothing.com.
Yeah.
Thank y'all.
Make sure y'all go get your merchandise right now. BallTillYouFallClothing.com.
And we just got some new bags brought to you by that. We teamed, Ball Till You Fall, we teamed up with Brandon James, the fashion show I walked in.
Yes.
We teamed up with
Brandon James. Brandon James is everything. Wait till you see this video.
Epic, man.
The video
he's
did,
crazy.
He designed a lot of the clothes in there. the clothes that are outside of Balti Fall, he did a lot of the clothes in Diesel. We teamed up with Diesel and some other brands as well.
Shout out to Stax, but too, Brandon who styled us for the video.
Definitely. Stax had us looking official, and we would never part ways with him because, I mean, I couldn't see it.
I'm excited to see the video.
Yeah. We got to see the video.
Balti Fall, baby. All right,
so we're going to get into the video. When we come back from the video, we are going to be sitting down with Jay News. But before we do that, so where can everyone keep in contact with you guys and give us a setup for the video?
Real Ro. It's actually Real Mo and Ro. So Instagram, Twitter.
Everything.
It's spelled just how it is. Real Ro and Mo. A-N-D is N.
And it's M-O-E and R-O-E.
Yeah.
Boom.
Just to let you guys know.
All right, y'all. Make sure you guys check it out. Ball Till You Fall. It's available on all music platforms.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the
video. Salutation.
Yeah. What up? It's your boy Mo.
That's right.
With my Perry up. Some new shit. And
keep up the movement, man.
We about to show y'all how we ball till we fall. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Nesta on the cam.
What up?
Big Mike, what up?
Ball Till You Fall.
I'm really just living, gold bottle sipping, ball till you fall. Salute Scottie Pippen, from the rags to the riches. I came from the trenches, swag so official, I be flossing like a dentist. We winning over here, I can show you how to get it. On my ball shit, fly nigga, handle business. Started from the bottom, now we hotter than the kitchen. Ball on these suckers, they ain't ready for a scrimmage. I'm looking like a billion every time I'm in a billing. Put me in a coffin, cause they know that I be killing. The coupe fit too, it ain't come with a ceiling. Tell them stop hating, I can see they in their feelings. I'm always on my grind. Like I've been drug dealing, all fam, no friends, cause a mother cat's killing. I kept it 100, cause I always been the realest. A shark in this water, and you other cats fish. Let's go.
I'm calling something, but I'm really just living. I keep it 100, check the digits. Keep a lookout, yeah, you won't wanna miss it. No pretending, this is how we live in. But ball till we fall. Ball till we fall. But ball till you fall. But ball till you fall. Catch up. I work too damn hard to live regular. I keep the shit lit on the regular. You know I got gang in the batter's up. Cause I do this shit for real. Independent, moving like I got a deal. From the Bay to the Hollywood Hills. Ball on these suckers cause they know I got skills. Sit back, I'm getting paper. I'm sharper than a motherfucking razor. I really be fresher than a tailor. Carry kitties, animals for walking on these gators. Yeah, cause I'm all the way up. Can't stop my shine cause you ain't got enough. This a takeover, this a heads up. If you sleep on me, then we gon' wake you up. Yeah, I'm but I'm really just living. I keep a 100, check the digits. Keep a lookout, yeah, you won't wanna miss it. No pretending, this is how we live in. But ball till we fall.
Ramon Perio and Mo Maurice, Ro and Mo with the Ball Till You Fall. All right, y'all, we are here in studio. Shout out to Jay News in
hey,
the building.
On, what up, brother? Me, man.
Thanks for coming through.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I got to give you the same thing I was giving Ro. Like, you know, I'm going to need the video and the visuals.
I got you. And that's in the process.
Then you can come sit at the table.
Yeah,
you know
I can sit at the table. Yes.
But we got meeting this room right here. It's a little intimate. I have to shake it down for some things. Okay. Yeah, all right, so saucing and flossing.
Yes.
All right, so where are we at right now? Because we got Audio Heisenberg coming out end of the year. Where are we looking at?
Mid-fall, so okay. Like early October.
Because I feel like we've been talking about this for some months now. Yes. So you're just sitting perfecting right now.
Just perfecting it, getting it right with my man Turn Up, you know, 2020, the millennials. Hey. And we just strategizing, getting the marketing down and, you know, getting people behind it.
Now, so kind of this song has a very different song than New Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of had like a little more of a swaggier, smoother kind of tone. This one's a little more upbeat. What's kind of the sound with the Audio Heisenberg?
Just a lot of the variety, I like to say. Like I said, working with 2020 and Turn Up, we just try to get as much of this, you know, the music now and a little bit of my flavor and put it together and came out with like a Frankenstein pretty mm-hmm. much, you know. And so you're gonna have a lot of it, just a lot of sound, just a lot of new sound.
Now, before the end of the year, are we working on some? Are we gonna get the visuals? Like how many? I know you were listening in with Mo and Ro, how they were kind of talking about throwing some singles out there. Mm-hmm. What's kind of your game plan with the album?
Right now, just singles. Singles is the best way I see it. Promoting the singles that way, and that come with the comic book as well. The Audio Heisenberg comic book is coming out.
Now, tell us a little bit about this inspiration. So you got the comic book that's coming out. Mm. Why a comic book?
It fits my story. It fits where the Audio Heisenberg came from. You know what I'm saying? I give that pure sound, teaming up with the millennials. We came together and, you know, made a dope project. So the Audio Heisenberg comic book is pretty much like my story.
Now we're going to get an actual hard copy?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Everything's going to be official. You know what I'm saying? So now, like I said, just testing, you know, and see where it's going from there.
I see a visual with that.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to get like a visual comic book.
A visual comic book?
Like, I'm just going to feed you.
It's something to think about. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So.
All right, so we're going to have a comic book. We're going to have an album. We're going to get the visuals. And you've been performing, like, nonstop. It's, like, every week. It's, like, Janie's got, like, five shows. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay consistent, man. Just out there really working it. Yeah, but definitely, I already understand. Like, but, just staying consistent is what I see is key. And just applying myself, pretty much.
Now, as far as with doing all these performances, I mean, kind of taking it onto, like, another level as far as, like, touring, are you doing...
Yeah, that's in the process. I'm actually talking to some people back home in Minnesota to get shows started in there in Midwest, Wisconsin, Chicago. Just getting back to my Midwest roots, you know, giving what people there, my fan base, what they, you know, missing out here when I do the L.A. shows, bring it back home. So kind of getting that in order as well.
And what's kind of been the your reception as far as fans go, as far as Midwest to kind of the the L.A. vibe, because L.A. vibe can be kind of...
Yeah, it's different.
You know, a little uppity at times.
Yeah. Like I said, I get most love from back home. Shout out Minnesota, everybody back home.
That's because, but wait till the sauce and flossing hit.
When the video hits, they definitely go, oh, nothing new. Yeah. But, this hardcore fans back home, making new fans out here, just really getting myself out there pretty much.
All right, so let's take a listen to it. It's Sauce and Floss, and that's give us a little bit of a backstory with the song.
Backstory is
like, where was you at when you was making it? And the boys, you guys, how did this kind of beat come across? Did the beat come first? Did the lyrics come? Did the idea of like, we need to be talking about saucing or something?
Well, the beat came from my man 2020, and the hook came from my man Turn Up. And, we was just vibing and just smoking, you know, chilling. And then he came with the hook and the beat. And I was like, oh, I'll put some lyrics behind that. And we keep moving. So that's pretty much how we got that.
Boom. All right, let's take a listen. J News, Sawson, Flawson.
Sunshine from that galley, sun be having me feeling too good. All I ever wanted was to show them that I'm too good. Passing through this time with your girl to ease my mind. It's cool and we ain't gotta fuck. I just wanna stimulate your mind, baby girl. Yeah, tell me what it's up. Mind blown, blown mind. Yeah, we fucking some up. Keep another one coming, never cuffing nothing up. Bitch, I'm saucing. Yeah, I'm flossing. Bitch, I'm saucing. Stop a man on the move. I take pride into what I can do. Fast life, yeah, we never slow down. That light is on me, so I have to shine now. So pipe that little man with your little dreams. I live life high off the blue dream. Get college wasted on tall drinks. Living my life, fuck what y'all think. Can't hesitate, always been real, just a big deal. But I keep it trill, living that Hollywood lifestyle. Feel the heat wave, but I'm still chill. I'm the fence open bar celebrities. That's the life that I live, yeah, I swear I never leave. Puffing on that purple haze like it's the 70s. So roll up another one, pull up another one, get on my vibe. Cause bitch, I'm saucing.
J News, Saucin' and Flossin'. Shout out to the millennials. Yo. All right, so now where can everyone check that out?
You can check it out on my website, www.jaynewz.com. And, you know, make sure y'all subscribe on my mailing list, giving out free giveaways as well. So.
Okay, I'm going to have my Baltimore Fall t-shirt, my J News hat, and my newsletter, you know what I'm saying?
You know, get it in.
Okay. All right, so I'm loving the song. I think, like, this, the vibe of it is,
I know, like, art, I'm like the biggest comparer person, and artists hate it, but I don't give a fuck. Like, it's just like, it gives me, like, I haven't had like a Kid Cudi vibe for a minute, and that, I don't know, there's something about it that it just, it feeds that part of my soul to it. That's so I really am happy that you kind of came around with that kind of
thank you.
Attuned to that. Now, where can everyone follow you, keep in contact with you? Obviously, they know you're going to be back on the beat when that visual drops.
Oh, yeah, definitely. First exclusive.
Boop. So now, where can everyone keep in contact?
You can follow me at JNews on Instagram, JAYNEWZ. But for any other social media outlets, just follow me on my website.
Boom. Make sure you guys check out that Saucin' and Flossin'. I'm so, so excited because I don't know if you've seen it yet, but we're going to pretend like we didn't air it, and we're going to air it right now. So she's the homie, Felicia Temple. I have known this girl for so long. I found her song on YouTube years ago, didn't know who she was, and just fell in love with her and her pit stains in her video, and she knows the inside joke to that. But again, an artist who just appreciates raw commentary, and we ended up linking up with each other and finding each other in this world of souls, and she's amazing and talented and so beautiful. She was on The Voice. You might have seen her. She sang a song with Alicia Keys. But she came here in studio to sing her newest single, so just take a look. Ladies and gentlemen, until next week, same time, same place. Check us out at bhlthebeat@gmail.com. Send us a video if you get a friend or whatever. You want to come on the show, bhlthebeat@gmail.com. bhlthebeat on all social media. Ladies and gentlemen, no further ado, Felicia Temple.
Hi, this is Felicia Temple, and I'll be singing Carpe Diem off my brand new EP, The Balancing Act, available everywhere digital music is sold. Here we go. So tired of this 9-to-5, said I'm exhausted, 'cause this ain't living life, and I want freedom, yeah, to do the things I like, and I ain't stopping until I'm satisfied. I said I just don't wanna deal with life today. I said my mailbox is filled up with bills that I can't pay, and my doctor keeps saying things I don't want to hear. Well, I'm just hoping I can see next year. But something's gotta give, and something's gotta change. It's not enough to live. You gotta seize the day. So something's gotta give, and something's gotta change. It's not enough to live. You gotta seize the day. Taxes,
god damn,
and the rest I spent on rent, and this ain't freedom, no, a living life in debt, there's so much more that I ain't seen just yet. I said I just don't wanna deal with life today. I said my mailbox is filled up with bills that I can't pay, and my doctor keeps saying things I don't wanna hear. The day, carpe diem. thank you so very much. You all can follow me on all my social media, Instagram, Twitter, at Felicia Temple, and Facebook.
Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.